702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Let's catch up now with Adam Gilchrist and stories from elsewhere around the world. Adam, we spoke about this on our show yesterday, that Mexico train derailment. The death toll has now risen to 23.
In fact, I think even 24 in the last couple of hours. 24 people lost their lives in this thing when the elevated track collapsed. And the Mexican president, López Obrador, has promised a, as he put it, transparent investigation. But already two things have come to light, that there were problems with this elevated section of track. And it's not a bridge. It's one of those where it's not as solid as a bridge. It's the, you know, I'm thinking that Chicago is full of these elevated tracks, but it's that sort of a thing. Anyway, the problems were identified with it when it was first built 8 years ago, but also there was an earthquake which killed a fair number of people, shook a lot of buildings, and certainly residents nearby reported hearing a crack in the tracks and reported seeing a crack in the structure 4 years ago. So whether this thing was just left unattended and absolutely was always going to be a death trap, well, we wait to see. If the investigation comes to any conclusion, it may well point a few fingers.
Adam, let's talk about global issues now. The G7, there's a summit underway. Big issues, tough talking.
Yeah, the big one, the world leaders thing, which I think Cyril Ramaphosa is going to attend as a guest, quote, but that'll be in June. Although, kind of think the G7 with added guests, it's not really a G7, it's a G11, effectively. Currently, foreign ministers are meeting from the United States, Japan, Germany, France, Italy, Canada, and the UK. It's always a bit of a surprise, really, isn't it? The G7 includes one or two of those countries, maybe the UK included after the effects of the pandemic. But along have come other ministers from South Africa, South Korea, India, Australia. And the weighty subjects, wow, this is what they've already agreed to discuss just in the last 24 hours. The crises in Myanmar and Libya, the war in Syria, the conflict in Ukraine, the influence of China and Russia, the threat to human rights globally, the fact that more cooperation is needed on things, the pandemic and the vaccine rollout in particular to developing countries, and climate change. Do you know what? If only they could sort out the European Super League and the Indian Premier League, I think we'd really be in business.
Well, the important thing is...
Oh, and well,
no, we've got beauty queens for that one, Adam. The important thing is, of course, they're meeting face-to-face for the first time in a while. Talk to me about the Queen and the Duchess of Sussex. Both have been busy.
Yeah, they both got royal commercial enterprises. I wonder which one awakens more interest. Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, that's her official author title. So she's using the Duchess thing. It's on the title of a children's book she has out called The Bench. It's a picture book, and she hasn't drawn the pictures, so she's provided a few words. I mean, it's one of those where you have sort of, I don't know, a sentence or two per page. But it's all about the bond of a father and son, written from a woman's perspective. So it's very much about Harry and Archie, written from her perspective. It looks okay. I can't think that anyone else would have got the book deal if they'd written that, but you know what? Good luck to her. But maybe to get through that book, you will need what the Queen has produced. The Queen is making slow gin. I like to think even now she's in the back kitchen at Buckingham Palace with her rubber gloves on, stirring up the berries, the herbs, and the leaves, all we're told picked in the gardens of Buckingham Palace. 600 rand a bottle, and it's not a big bottle, it's a 50 centiliter bottle. So it's not exactly cheap, but the first batch of this stuff sold out in a few hours. So, yeah, the Queen needs to get a move on. Isn't that an extraordinary idea? The Queen's got her own gin factory.
Royal gin. Bottoms up. Adam Gilchrist will leave it at that for this morning's World View.